Jill Steadman's here with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. AIB has reported profit after tax of €1.1 billion for the first half of the year. That's up from €854 million the same time last year. The bank announced a €505 million share buyback scheme. It also revised upwards its net interest income guidance for the year to over €4 billion. We're joined now on the line by Colin Hunt, CEO of AIB. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill.
You described the bank's profits last year as exceptional. That strong performance has now continued into 2024. What's driving that growth?
Well, we entered 2024 with great momentum from last year. But what's underlying, I suppose, the growth is the strength of the Irish economy. Like, today we have 14% more people at work in Ireland than we had at the start of COVID, and that's one of the best performances of any economy in the world. And that, of course, is reflected in our numbers. But what we're seeing here today is really very, very strong performance in terms of new lending. Our new lending was up 13% of the first half of this year compared to the previous, the comparable period. Our mortgage lending up 11%, personal lending up 10%, and SME lending up 8%. So what you're seeing is our larger customer base, thanks to the consolidation role we played in the past number of years, delivering more products and services to 3.3 million customers.
Okay, how much of your bumper profits are being driven by higher interest rates, and how much are they likely to recede as the ECB unwinds those rates?
Well, there are a number of factors driving the exceptional performance, as I said. One is the ongoing strength of the economy, and that's, I suppose, the key factor for the performance of the bank. When the Irish economy does well, AIB is going to do well. And second thing, of course, is the fact that we have broadened out that customer base. We are providing more products to more customers than at any time in our home market here in Ireland. And a more normalised interest rate environment is also adding to the profitability of the group. I do expect that as the interest rate cycle begins to turn down, we've already seen a reduction in interest rates from the ECB, that you will see the overall return on tangible equity within the group moderate. One of the best performances in Europe in the first half of this year, 25.5%. Our medium-term target is to produce a return on tangible equity of 15%. So a little bit lower than where we currently are, but still very, very strong by relative to international competitors. And I think the key thing in the numbers today really is that thanks to the success of the organisation, thanks to the success of the financial performance, we've been able to return to the state €3 billion so far this year, including today's proposed buyback.
OK, the ECB cut interest rates almost 2 months ago now. AIB has yet to pass on those reductions to customers on variable rates. When do you plan to do that?
Well, we actually cut interest rates before the ECB did. We cut interest rates in April for our green fixed mortgages.
But you haven't cut them since, I suppose.
We cut them again, actually, in June. On the variable rate side, we have the lowest variable rate in the market. Our variable rate, standard variable rate, is 3.75% for LTVs of less than 50%. That's exactly aligned with the ECB's own deposit rate. We continue to have an ongoing review in terms of our pricing in the market. But what I can say is, look at the evidence. Look at what's happening in terms of the performance of the book. The attraction of the AIB product offering is reflected in our mortgage market share. Okay. 33% last year, 36.4% for the six-month period, and higher again at 37% in the month of June.
OK. A lot of people will see your large profits today and contrast that with the low interest rates that they're getting on their savings. Do you plan to increase deposit rates further?
Well, what we did was in September of last year, we introduced rates of 3% for our regular savers accounts, for a two-year fixed rate, and 2.5% for our one-year fixed rates. So we have a very attractive set of products out there. They're well-priced, and that is evidence. That is very much evidence in terms of the inflow of deposits we've seen in the first half. So we saw total inflows of about €2 billion in the first half of the year. And unlike other providers, we don't charge people to access those rates.
Back in June, the state sold off another 5% stake in AIB, bringing its holding to just over 25%. How soon would you like to see the bank back to full private ownership?
Well, that's entirely a matter for the Minister for Finance and for the government. My job and the job of my 10,000 colleagues across the group is to ensure that if and when the government decides to reduce its holding in AIB further, that there's a strong, sustainable investment proposition in the market. And I think that's what we're doing every day.
OK, AIB is still subject to a pay cap for senior executives of €500,000. Finance Minister Jack Chambers has indicated it's going to stay in place. Are you disappointed that there doesn't seem to be movement despite there being a new minister and a reduced stakeholding in the bank?
Jill, I try to focus my energy on areas I can influence and all of my energy in my professional life is devoted to leading this organisation, working with 10,000 colleagues to deliver for 3.3 million customers every day of the week.
OK, Colin Hunt, CEO of AIB, thanks for joining us.